Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Blitz coming, Prescott over the middle. It is caught inside George Pickens again, and he's down to the 21. Aubrey up, and he's got it! The Cowboys win.
Well, how about them Cowboys? Cowboy B in the house on a Monday in which the Dallas Cowboys have rolled out two consecutive wins in the span of 5.5 days. And all of a sudden, don't look now. Knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. The Cowboys are at home for the AFC champion, Kansas City Chiefs, on Thanksgiving Day. And they can climb officially over 500 with a third consecutive win. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome aboard. Nice to have you with us. Back from Hall of Fame City, Canton, Ohio. Where I did not go to the Hall of Fame. Was thinking about going for dinner at the Hall of Fame Village on Saturday night, but nobody wanted to go. So I said, well, screw it. We'll go somewhere else. Got to listen to the old kids. The Cowboys beat the Eagles yesterday and come from behind fashion to improve, again, to 5-5-1. And winners of two in a row. All since that ugly Monday night loss a couple of weeks ago to the Arizona Cardinals and the unfortunate and sad, tragic death of Marshawn Nealon, galvanizing a football team that nobody outside of all of the ridiculous Cowboy fans could root for, right? Could ever be happy for. But I got to be honest with you. Yesterday, I was cheering hard for the Dallas Cowboys, something I don't do very often. As I was driving down the mean highways of Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and then on into Maryland on 70, and all the traffic on 295, I was rooting hard for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I thought they were dead. I thought it was over at 21-0. Turnover, turnover, turnover. Got screwed on a tip punt that led to a touchdown. I thought they were dead in the water. There was no chance the Philadelphia Eagles weren't going to score again after going up 21-0, right? No chance. And yet, here we are, the morning after, the afternoon after, I guess. And the Cowboys didn't allow a point after going down 21-0 on a Jalen Hurts one-yard tush-push run. Actually, yeah, the seven-yard run before that wasn't the tush-push. That was just more like a broken play, quarterback draw, break, couple of tackles, what have you. And that was following what they thought was an A.J. Brown second touchdown, which it's amazing how storylines literally change by the moment, by the quarter, by the half in the NFL. Excuse me. Throat is allergies kind of tightening up. Hopefully I'll be able to make it through here. But you're watching that game, and I'm watching that game while driving. Okay, so more I'm listening to the game on Red Zone through my speaker, and I've got the video up, and, you know, I'll be honest with you, probably not the smartest thing to admit, occasionally glancing down, but just a glance, but more listening so that I could try to keep up with the NFL Week 12 schedule. And the Cowboys are getting just destroyed 21-0, but really, in a way, they were destroying themselves. They were getting beat by bad luck. They were doing all sorts of things. And you just did not think it was going to be in the cards, right? I mean, when Brandon Aubrey misses a 51-yarder, it's one thing for Matt Gay to miss a 51-yarder. For Brandon Aubrey to miss a 51-yarder, eh-eh.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's another thing, right, when you block a punt by the tip of your, like, tippy finger. And as usual, the dumbass referees miss it. As usual, the dumbass rules in the NFL don't allow you to correct something that, well, the officials missed as well. Right? And granted, it was tough to see, as Tom Brady admitted on the broadcast. It took a lot of looks, but eventually and ultimately, somebody saw the ball get deflected off the punter's leg, but yet they called it roughing the punter because they didn't see the tip. And that extends a Philadelphia drive that should have been over and leads to their second touchdown. And then the fumble, which leads to the third touchdown by Kevontae Turpin. And the missed field goal by Brandon Aubrey, and you're like, oh, here we go. Same old Cowboys. Same old Cowboys. 21-0. Nothing going right. Nothing. And then all of a sudden it turns. George Pickens, the only wide receiver that is about to be a free agent that the Commanders should have strong interest in. Let me repeat. The only wide receiver that is about to be a free agent that the Commanders should have strong interest in is George Pickens. Did I say that loud enough for the crowd in the back?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't like... Okay. All right. Go ahead. Do your thing.
We'll get to that later on. George Pickens was a pain in the ass in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh did not trade him because he's not good. Pittsburgh traded him because he's a diva and a pain in the ass. So far, very little diva pain in the ass tendency. I know he did oversleep a meeting or whatever, bus, whatever it was last week. Listen, you're going to have to deal with some of that. And he's likely to return to a pain in the ass, and therein lies the problem. I'd love to not say, hey, man, George Pickens should be a strong consideration for the Washington Commanders, because I'd like to avoid dealing with a firecracker-type personality. But he's so damn good. He's so damn good that the Commanders have no choice. George Pickens, 9 targets, 9 catches, 146 yards, and a 1-yard touchdown catch from Dakota Prescott. And that made it 21-7, capping a 72-play drive late in the first half, right? And you think, all right, so it's 21-7 now. All the bad has kind of happened. The Cowboys still have a half, but the Eagles surely are going to score again, right? There's no way you're going to keep this Eagles offense off the scoreboard for another 30 minutes, right? Oh, wait a second. Somebody forgot to tell Quinnen Williams that. Somebody forgot to take DeMarvion Overshown that message. Somebody forgot to take Osa Odighizawa that facts. Oh, that's right. The Cowboys did keep the Philadelphia Eagles off the scoreboard in the second half. And really, from the 11.5-minute mark of the second quarter. So it was more than just the second half. It was quite honestly 41-plus minutes. Because they were down 21-0 at the 11:32 mark of the second quarter. That's not even four full minutes into the second quarter. And we told you how some of it happened. The block punt, which was very hard to tell, granted. But again, that's what we should have replay for. We don't use it for that. That's what we should have replay assist for. We don't use it for that. We should have, I don't know, the eye in the sky, something. We don't use it for that. Nope. We don't ever use anything in the NFL to get anything that matters actually right. Right? I shouldn't say that. Very little do we actually use to get something right. Instead, we come up with all these cockamamie, stupid-ass rules that make no sense and that you guys gobble, 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 gobble up because it's Thanksgiving Day week. Monday, and you're all a bunch of damn turkeys. You guys, oh, God, hey, NFL ratings, 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 ratings. Handicappers, odds makers. Ratings. Why bother to get anything right when we can? That's okay. So the Cowboys go into the break down 21-7, and you're thinking, we played about as bad as we could probably play in all three phases. I don't remember when the 51-yard misses. I'm going to have to check that out, if that was early third quarter or if it was in the second quarter. I can't remember right now. But you get the point. We played about as bad as we can play. And here we are, 21-7. We still got a half of football. Sure. We're on our second game in 5.5 days. Our legs should be a little worn down, little jello. But not. Not yesterday. Now we'll see what happens this Thursday against a rejuvenated Patrick Mahomes, Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, and the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll see. Three games in the span of, what, 10.5 days for the Cowboys? Last Monday night, yesterday, Thursday afternoon. Somebody do the math. I think that's 10.5 days. Maybe it's 11 days, whatever. We'll see what the Cowboys' legs look like second half, fourth quarter against the Chiefs on Sunday afternoon. On Thursday afternoon, rather. But in this game, they had plenty of juice. They had plenty of spirit. And they ultimately get the offense going. Spanford catches who? Nobody even knows who that guy is. Catches a touchdown from Dak Prescott, 4 yards, capping an 89-yard drive. Oh, all of a sudden the vaunted Eagles defense isn't so good anymore, is it? So a 72-yard drive, an 89-yard drive, and then a quick 54-yard drive, minute and a half, three plays, Dak goes flying into the end zone, somersaulting. Then the Cowboys have a chance to take the lead and not win the game, but take the lead, and they fail after the fumbled punt, which was the great effort that everybody has seen by now. They have a chance to take a lead. They come up short. They don't go for the field goal. They go for it on fourth down. They throw a pass right at the goal line. They get the completion to Jake Ferguson, but he's like somehow like right on the outside of the goal line. And he's short. And you think, oh God, that's the break the Eagles needed. All they need is a field goal. Never mind a touchdown. They still have plenty of time left. They're going to get it cranking. Saquon's going to rip one off here, even though he hadn't done it all year. Look out. Look out below. But nope. The Cowboys come up with another big defensive stand, including a 3rd-and-2 just annihilation sack by Osa Odighizawa. And the Eagles have to punt. And the Cowboys take over. And the Cowboys take over with 1.5 left. I think it was 1:34, whatever it was, 1:35. And make a couple of big plays, including the George Pickens catch that you just heard. And kick a 42-yard field goal and win over the Eagles. Now listen, I am not, and let me repeat, I am not a Cowboys fan. I'm also not an Eagles fan. I don't like either one of them. But yesterday, I was rooting for the Dallas Cowboys. Number one for our guy Cowboy B. Number two for my pick on Friday that my guy AMAC scoffed at. Scoffed at!
Yeah, I was coming in here and expecting that. I deserve that one.
You do.
Yeah.
Cowboys plus 3.5 against Philly. I said, not that the Cowboys were just going to cover. I said the Cowboys were going to win that game.
Yeah, and that was my joke for the day.
Yeah. You scoffed at that.
I am now the joke.
Yeah. You are. Actually, the Giants defense is the joke. Oh, but I'm pumped. Shh. Hello, Shane Bowen.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Turn out the lights, big guy. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. Go to Brian Daboll's house. And you guys could take over like Austin Peay in college football. Probably better than Austin Peay, but you get the point. Anyway, the Cowboys beat the Eagles. The Eagles never score again after the 11.5-minute mark of the second quarter. And now all of a sudden, not only do they blow a 21-0 lead and multiple chances in the end to win it and rebound and get off the... Now all of a sudden you have to deal with, oh, wait a second. We thought we had the offense settled. We had the offense fixed. We were rocking and rolling. We were cruising. Then Saquon fumbles. Then the punt return. Why that kid's trying to catch that ball? I don't know. The vaunted defense of the Eagles didn't have much to say about the vaunted offense of the Dallas Cowboys in the second half and late in the first half, right? And here we are. The Eagles at 8-3, still plenty good enough to make the playoffs, host Little Benny and the Bears on Friday afternoon. Should be a great game, right? The Cowboys, a day before that, again, third game in 10.5 days. We'll see what they look like in the latter part of that game, if they have any juice, if they have any legs, especially on defense against Kansas City. Because you saw what Kansas City did to Indianapolis in the fourth quarter in overtime yesterday? Yeah, that might be the case on Thursday afternoon when the NFL makes the Cowboys play a ridiculous third game in, again, the span of 10.5 days. Last Monday night in Vegas, yesterday afternoon, this Thursday afternoon. That's 10.5 days by my count. You want to stretch it to 11? Okay. Not even 12, which they did a number of times and to a number of teams last year. 3 games in 12 days. Not even that. But we'll see. Either way, the Dallas Cowboys gave us a thrill ride. It was not a well-played game by any means. Turnovers, bad officiating, bad everything. But the Cowboys survive and improve to 5-5-1. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you something that is going to piss you off. Something that is going to piss you off. I know how you guys are going to operate. See, I know. I have ESPN. I know that you guys are going to be pissed off at me, but I'm going to say it anyway because I feel it and I know it in my heart of hearts. That's next. Plus, the rest of Week 12 in the NFL, your calls, your reaction, and is Jaden Daniels coming back this Sunday? And is there a veteran wide receiver that Jaden happens to be close with that you want in burgundy and gold sooner than later? All of that to come right here on a Back to Work Monday on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.